Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm had the pleasure to give the, some message from the utilization of the fish and fish ingredient in Lao PDR. So I try to learn how to use. Sorry. So as you know, that in Lao is the inland fishery. We don't have the marine fish. So for the responsibility of the production and use of the fish and the fish ingredient for the sustainable growth of the aquaculture in Laos, that's be based on the potential of the country. Also, we have the people now is 6.5 million, and also the on more than over than 70% living in the remote areas, and also we have the aquatic resources over than 1.2 million hectares. And also this very payroll important for the protein intake from the Lao people. So what comes to the second one, the commercial fish utilization in Lao PDR from 2011 to the 2015. As you know, we divide into to the type of the culture. What I say here, the pond culture two, that's mean later I will explain this to you where is number one and what is the number two. For those, we have four kind of the culture from the ponds and from the case and the nursery to use the commercial feed. But the totally is the from now from 2015 is the nearly 70,000 tons. That's also the increasing from 2011 up to now is more than 46%, over than 46%. And also why the 2011, 2012, the pond culture not use the commercial feed. They use the local materials. That's remark, that's the pond culture number two, utilize the commercial feed. And also we nowadays we based on the planning, 5-year planning of the ministry. That means start from 2006 to 2020, that the trend of the utilization of the feed, commercial feed. Nowadays we for the 2006 we are going to use more than 90,000 tons, and also at the moment from the 2nd of the July January up to the 27th of the February already we import the 2,000 tons of the commercial fish and also the fish meal over than 100 tons. And also the another ingredient more than 2,000 tons at the moment. And also the aquaculture, if we according to the aquaculture increasing to use the commercial fish from the 2013 up to 2016 over than 18%, that means the increasing. So the species of the culture, the Laos, also the quite similar with the neighboring country. The main species in the commercial one is the tilapia. And for the pond culture, also consist with the tilapia, common carp, hybrid of the catfish, and also hybrid of the anabas. Anabas we also just culture this year. That's the farmer, the seeds come from the Thai and also come from the Vietnam. Yes. And also similar barb and Chinese carp, Indian carp. Therefore, the case culture also so far we just have only the tilapia and also some the catfish. For the nursery one, also we produce the tilapia, common carp, hybrids of the catfish and silver barb. Those three of them we use the commercial, what I mentioned there. So far, what I would like to show you this picture because of according to the aquaculture try to in Laos, what the main of the aquaculture, we use the pond culture. The pond culture we divide in two. The one is utilize the integrated fish farming. That means use the local materials, and the second, we use the commercial feed that start from the 2013. Because in the northern part, we don't have the big river, but the farmer, they have the potential of the pond. Therefore, they use the fish and they use the commercial fish. And also the second one, the case culture, also now is increasing the production in the river. And also the third one is the river. This is consists with the, another last one is use the local materials. And also the commercial fish production number or the producer in Laos, we exist to 8 company or factory, but none the combine with the CP company, also the capacity they can produce 120,000 tons per year, but in fact they can produce only 9,000 at the moment. And also the new hope, that's the animal feed factory, but the capacity also the similar with the CP, but they can produce only the air tons. Therefore, we left some of the factory not yet operate, but they just built. But we can sufficient more than 27,000 tons per year. That's what we have. That means we can sufficient more than 30%. Remain we import. And also we just have the law from 2009. And also that the law also based on the almost the with different from the another country for the control of the feed that belong to the one also belong to our department of livestock and fishery, but depend the still another units to taking care on that, including the livestock and also for the aquatic feed. This also we based on the national strategy to try to develop all the aquaculture by 2020. Also, the first thing we're going to use the food security. That also we try to promote the people to grow out the fish based on the capture on mode, not so much develop, it's just the maintain or by the conservation. So we based on 2020 that we can consume the fish about 23 kilogram per annum. So this on mode the third, we try to promote the farmer to do the commercial community and also for the local markets and also the future export. For the future export, we try to promote the culture of the indigenous species. Already we have in the policy 6 species, 4 species from the Mekong River. We try to develop and also to be the aquaculture. And also the third is the poverty alleviation, especially what I mentioned earlier, is the more than 70% they are living in the rural area. They need the protein intake. Therefore, we need to try to them to consume the protein from the fish. According for the livestock, already time by time it decreased, and also so the last, not so much. And also we try to, based on the infrastructure, now we try to promote or we try to increase the foreigner investment to do the factory in Laos. Because of, you know, the factory what I existing, they use the more than 60% the local material to input to the factory. That means we can produce the corns and the soybean and also the cassava, the ingredient, the rye bran also enough to support to the factory. But I'm sorry, this time I don't have the data for the export of the corn and also to another agriculture raw material to the neighboring country. But anyway, they have the data, but I forgot to bring this. I would like to tell you about the potential and the science of the aquaculture in Laos. You know, the Laos, as you know, the landlocked, we are the small country with the small population, and also the hairy and the mountainous and national land is very limited to use the improved various, that means various species like a fish species is the important. We lack of the utilize of the some local material is the important to the fish, and so limit to use the input. But we have the potential that we high demand of the aquaculture, aquatic animal, domestic and also neighboring country with the big markets because of the we open the tourist country. Therefore, we have the visitor come to Laos and also the, we have the goods markets and to support them. And also we different the climate area where we have the genetic resource. That means we have the many indigenous species. This very important to the economic. We need to study on that. Also, we abundance on the traditional various genetic resource and also possibility of organic aquaculture. Because of, you know, the, when the people become the being welfare, being wealth and also welfare, and so they need the organic one. That's why in our country we have the good potential on that. Thank you very much for my presentation.